Greetings. I have now finished a wonderful and fruitful time in Angola, Africa. I am blessed to see how God has been working and continues to work in the family of God here. These are my friends, and they are growing and embracing God as their friend and in being friends to Him and His children. The life-giving, life-empowering foundations of Christ are working in the lives of God's family here. I look forward to coming again in April. I believe that this is a year of partnership. That partnership is with God and with one another for His purpose and will in all things. To partner with one another, we must first partner with God and allow Him to partner with us in all that is ours for His purpose and will in all things. Without Him, we will fail to see the life that God has for us. But with Him, even what every enemy intends for evil can be turned for good according to His purpose and glory. He is knocking on the door of our hearts, and He wants us to open the door and allow Him to enter our place of dwelling and to feast at our table. Romans 5:17, "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Jesus is the Amen, so what He says is the end. He is the faithful, so all things work by His faithfulness and not our endurance in the flesh. He is the true witness, so every false witness and every lie is destroyed by His presence in our lives. He is the beginning of the creation of God, so everything that seems to have ended can be created new today for His glory. This is the testimony of the seventh letter to the churches in Revelation. Revelation 3:14, "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." This letter is a message from the Holy Spirit as the fear of the Lord to the church of Laodicea. The name Laodicea means just people. The language of this letter relates to a time of the life of Jesus on earth, as well as the first century church. The condition of those who were called to be the people of God was that of Pharisaic religion. They professed to be God's chosen, but their pride was in their memorization of the law and their pretend obedience to being people of justice. In the English language, we could do a play on words with this name, a form of godliness that adheres to a system of the knowledge of right and wrong is a justice administration of death. It lacks a partnership with God and His love, and it leaves them bound to a testimony of being merely people. They are not a testimony of being the people of God, but they are just people like everyone else in the world that is bound to law or lawlessness. They have no means of prevailing in the testimony of mercy or grace. Those who are bound to this administration don't desire to partner with God because they see themselves as justified in their own ways. They don't see their ways as needing to change, but justify their convictions by their judgments of others. Revelation 3:15-16, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." The people of the church of Laodicea were reprimanded for their lukewarm condition. They were neither cold as the world, nor were they hot as the living in Christ. They had adopted a form of godliness without the power or presence of God. They were not seeking a partnership with God because they had embraced a foundation in their lives of knowing the truth and being right. It was upon that foundation that they refused to see Jesus or the first century church as a valid testimony of God's love. They failed to see their own need for mercy, so they were bound to a condition of death that could not find grace. Mercy is a judgment that frees us from an administration of death that comes by a knowledge of good and evil. Grace is the manifest presence of God that changes everything in our lives. One has to experience mercy to be able to show mercy to others. One has to know mercy in their own hearts to be able to find a partnership with God in His grace. embracing an administration of law or lawlessness in a time of grace is lukewarm. To adhere to the old covenant in a day of the new covenant was an act calling down all the curses of the old covenant upon their lives. Law in the day of grace is nothing less than death according to the law. Jesus fulfilled the law by giving his own life for us as sinners. He fulfilled the law by showing us mercy because he was a man in partnership with his heavenly Father through the power of Holy Spirit. Without a passion to invite God into every area and decision of our lives, we are bound to the error of our old ways. Any justice system that measures others by our own pride of being right will end in death. The law is a killer, and only God's Spirit gives life. This is a year of partnership with God. To partner with God, we must acknowledge our need to let go of our justice system of law or lawlessness and invite him into our lives to receive a passion and zeal for his purposes and will in all things. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.